Welcome to the Sean Thompson Rocket Football Coaches Show, brought to you by these faithful partners in Rocket Football: Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams Agent, Shara Solutions on the New York Stock Exchange, Homestead Realty when you're buying or selling real estate, Farmers Bank, your trusted hometown bank since 1899, Riley Tool and Machine, grinding away for Friday Night Football, First United Bank, are you ready to switch banks? Deer Lakes Golf Course, home of the Rockets. Sea Plant Federal Credit Union, now on Main Street in Marion. Johnson Furniture, your top choice for sales and service. Ellington Detailing, where we keep our Rockets looking sharp. Par 4 Plastics, our team is Rocket proud. Al Starnes, Coldwell Banker Real Estate, always a Rocket. YTG Insurance, call today for your quote. Mike and Stoner's Barbershop, where a haircut is an experience. H&H Home and Hardware, we're your one stop for everything. Marion Eye Care Center, optometrist Adria Porter, Frazier and Massey, attorneys at law in Marion, and the Magnolia Bank, Derek Myers, mortgage specialist. Now let's get right to today's show. Rocket football fans, your team is coming off one of the most dynamic wins, I would say, in the last several years, 47-6 over a team that was ranked number 10 in the power rankings, the KHS AA power rankings. Russellville was 10. We were ranked 8th, so a lot of people did not see this coming, Coach Thompson. And we go down to Russellville and just beat the tar out of a really good football team. But I know on the sideline, throughout the first half anyway, you kept telling the kids as they came off the field, they don't know yet. They don't know yet. You're stressing that you wanted to prove a point with this game. Did you prove it?
Yeah. You know, you hear every week, you know, this team has an opportunity to come in and knock the Rockets. Our show, Crittenden County, this game will prove what Crittenden County is or isn't. And you know, it seems like we hear that a lot. No matter what we do, it's the same story with us and how we're perceived as a football team. And, you know, our kids respond well to, you know, just being able to shut people up. And and what comes with, you know, the expectations of being a good football team is going out and being able to do that. You know, you hear a lot of chatter about Russellville coming in, and this is an opportunity, a good Russellville team to come in and beat us, as we may not be as good as earlier perceived because of a weak schedule and a loss to Caldwell County to start the year. And it just got to that boiling point that we were just sick of hearing it. And we, you know, this game is always circled on the calendar every year. So we wanted to make sure we come out and put an exclamation point at the end of it and just beat them physically, mentally, emotionally. We just wanted to make sure we dominated those aspects of the game.
And I think it was pretty clear that you did, despite the fact that Xander Tabor, who everyone knows, he's our featured running back, and we're 4 minutes into the game. He goes down, didn't know it at the time. Turns out he's got a fracture in his ankle. But then you go to the backup guy, Caden McAllister, and not really a backup guy on offense, but but he's not the feature back. I think he had about 10 carries coming into this or fewer. And then, boom, he just goes like an animal let out of a cage.
Yeah, and that's the kind of type of runner he is. He's going to be explosive to the hole. He's going to be fast to the hole, and he's going to hit it. You know, a lot of teams come into playing Crittenden County, and the key on Xander and making sure that you take him out of the game. So I'm sure that when X came off the field, a lot of people were concerned. But, you know, we practice every day, believe it or not, and we try to make sure that we're prepared for every situation. If something can come up, of course, you never want your running back that you've had for however many games now, who's done a really good job for you and been the guy, go down. If that were to happen, you have to have a plan. And Caden's always been the plan, and Caden's prepared for the moment. He huge shoulders, ready for it. Just the attitude that we needed for that night.
What is the prognosis on Xander Tabor?
I wish we knew right now. He's scheduled to go to the orthopedic tomorrow, Tuesday morning, and get checked out by him. So hopefully we get better news. I mean, you're looking at a fracture, and everybody heals differently at different speeds. But, you know, get it to the specialist and let them determine that, and then we'll go from there. Mm-hmm. I know that I hate it for X at this point to have an injury like that. It's tough, especially senior year, and him being such a big part of our offense and him knowing that. And then looking at it, you know, you start asking those questions, do I ever get to play again? And, you know, what I will say about X is his career, if he didn't get to play again, what he's done in his career is special. He's one of the best football players to come through our program ever. One of the best running backs to come through our program ever. And it's appreciated. But that's not where I'm at. You know, there's an opportunity if we do our job that we could see Xander Tabor again, and and that's the goal, and I know that he'll work for that.
Well, certainly hope that he does have an opportunity later on in the playoffs. It'll be at least that far away, because he just needed a few hundred yards to get into the top three running backs of all time as far as yards are concerned. But as you say, a great career, and let's just hope and pray that it's not over. Mm-hmm. What does that do for us now? Of course, Caden he plays offense a good bit, but he's so important on defense as your linebacker. Mm-hmm. What does this do for you personnel-wise going forward now?
It makes us a little less deep as far as you know, an injury or two happening and us being able to have an offense and a defense almost exclusively. But, I mean, it's not – we're still playing great football players. You'll see different guys line up in the backfield to do different things when we go in our multi-back sets, where Caden's been very consistent in that role. You'll see some other guys step in. You'll see some other guys come in and play tight end, so we can use T-Bone a little bit more on offense and use him in the backfield and see him get the ball a little bit different ways, which I know everyone's been waiting for. You know, it's time. It's time to, you know, start getting him involved in the offense as well. But, you know, we still want to preserve that defense and what they've been able to do this year. And be as special as they have been, and try to keep that going as well. So we'll sit down and look at it and just see what we can do as far as personnel and make sure that we're still putting out a product that can go out and make sure that we compete every week.
You know, you do have the fortune to have more weapons this year probably in the toolkit, so to speak. Yeah. Than you've had in gosh, probably that I can recall this many offensive-type weapons that you can call on. Mm-hmm. So it could be worse.
For sure.
You do have a lot that you can fall back on. So, Kay McAllister, obviously the player of the game on offense, 5 touchdowns, 197 yards rushing on 21 carries. 5 touchdowns, first time anybody from Crittenden County has ever done that against Russellville. Jeremy Serena, I believe, was one of your teammates.
No, AJ.
Okay.
A lot of people look at me now and get me confused with that.
Yeah, of course, AJ was a lineman.
Yeah.
You were the quarterback. But Serena, I think, rushed for 4. I believe it was the game out here in the pouring rain. Imagine that raining at Russellville. But no, it rained before the game Friday night.
Yeah.
But then it had stopped. So kind of played into our hands because.
Yeah, I said that all week. And the rain affected them a lot more than it affected us because we could go to our big sets and just be and impose our will, you know.
And speaking of big sets and imposing your will. You know, it's hard for me, just being the football observer that I am, to see from the sideline. But I have been on the sideline a lot of years, and I believe that may be the best I've ever seen a Crittenden County line offensive line play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what I'm seeing the whole night is our kids firing off the ball and reestablishing the offense or the line of scrimmage, driving Russellville back. You know, I don't remember many situations outside of the first series where we fumbled the ball, any negative situation on a run play, especially. And honestly, that just came to we line up in a different personnel and they aligned to it differently than we practiced, so the blocking scheme was a little messed up. But once we got that fixed, there was no penetration. Our offensive line blew them off the ball play after play after play and really made it easy for anybody to go in there and be able to run the ball. And you know, that's doing that when you with down a starter. You know, you get Dylan Yates that gets beat up a little bit, so now you're rotating another guy in there some. It wasn't consistent. A consistent five the whole night, but it was a consistent six or seven, and they played really well.
And you say down a starter, but Counts was out this
Zach
week.
Counts didn't play. You know, Deacon Hallman fills that role and grades out as a 95. You know, we grade him each week. So he wasn't perfect, but, you know, he's playing out of position. He's a guard for us. He's playing left tackle, one of the toughest positions to play on the offensive line. He's playing that for us and really goes in there and does a good job as a sophomore playing in a really big game, his first start in a really big game.
Pretty good pedigree there, though. Yeah, his dad was on the 1985 state championship. And you've probably never heard that before.
I have. I've seen it, but I'm not going to speak on anything. I'm not giving Darren anything. He's just going to – he gives me a little too much trash talk for me to sit here and talk good about him today.
But certainly Darren was a big part – his father a big part of that 1985 state championship team, and I know he's proud of the way Deacon played. And Deacon was named your lineman of the week.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we talked earlier before we got on here. You know, it's difficult to name an offensive player of the week. You know, we had guys grade out at 100. I mean, you don't see that being perfect on every play, doing your job on every play.
Ian Ellington.
Ian Ellington. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you come to expect that from Ian. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that we don't see that often. You see we had 97, 97, 95, 95, 87. You know, everybody right there just being at the top of their game and doing a really good job. So it was really difficult. And it's kind of like Caden said after the game.
Mm-hmm.
If we could name them all the player offensive lineman of the week – we would, but, you know, it's difficult. Sometimes you got to pick. It's a hard decision sometimes.
Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, maybe listening for the first time, who are those guys you're talking about?
You have Deacon, of course, played left tackle for us. Tucker Sharp was left guard. Ben Evans, center. Ian Ellington, right guard. And Dylan Yates, right tackle. Mm-hmm. And they played a great game.
You know, those guys seldom get mentioned, and it's reminded to me now, of course, Benjamin being my son on the line, I asked him this weekend, I said, do you ever look at the football website and read the stuff? He said, no, my name's never on there.
You're on there today, big fella.
Well, great game by the offensive line, certainly. And then just on the flip side, our front on the mm-hmm. – I mean, just the defense played incredible. Did not give up an offensive touchdown. The only time Russellville scored was on that fumble, picked it up, a short run into the end zone.
I'm telling you, the offense has been really good at giving up points this year. That's one of
They've
our
given
strengths.
Up about as many as the defense has. I think if we look back
– I'm telling you now.
Yes. But incredible job holding Russellville to 50 – what was it? 60, no, excuse me. Let me back up. Yeah, 58 yards total offense. Now, I think the Russellville paper had it a little more than that. That's generally what happens when you're the hometown guy.
Yeah.
But 58 yards total offense for a team like that.
Man, you know, Coach Courtney spends a lot of time making sure that he has his guys prepared. They meet over and above what we call practice time. He breaks teams down to the inch, you know. Him and Austin do a good job of getting inside of the whatever team we're playing's offensive coordinator's mind and really being able to predict what they're going to do. That's one thing. You know, I flip back and forth on the headsets between offense and defense. When I flip over to the defensive side, especially earlier in the game, they were making me nervous. I kept saying they just couldn't get a gauge on what this guy was calling. And it's really because they reverted back into their old ways, because they went out there and just really just took away what they wanted to do or had been doing. And, you know, they do a great job. It starts at the top there, and then the kids do a great job learning it each week and making sure that they go out on Friday and implement what they've been taught.
You know, I want to circle back to the line just a minute. Somebody we don't give enough praise to sometime is Aaron Berry.
Yeah.
Tremendous job as a line coach. And he was a tremendous lineman himself.
For sure. You know, he's the one that sneaks through under the radar, and he likes it that way, you know. He was like that as a player. You know, he's just he comes and puts the work in, and you know, he's got a little help this year with Coach Brown helping him out on each side, because he's got five guys on an offense a day individually, so that's five different positions he's coaching, you know, and gets that help from Coach Brown. And he just does a great job. He relates with the kids well and makes sure they know what they're supposed to do. You know, that's half the battle, is making sure you get to the right place, and he does a good job with that.
Well, your defensive player of the week was a pretty easy selection, Tyler Boone. 13 solo tackles, 4 assists, 4 tackles for loss. No one else was even close. Braxton Winters had 4 solos. That was the closest, but it was spread out otherwise. But Tyler Boone was all over the place.
Yeah, this was a Tyler Boone game. This is this is what you expect of him each week. What's funny to me, what stands out to me is, you know, he gets a few hits early in the game, a few hits early in the second half, and then what you see when he's coming, ball carriers start to slide and get down. You know, this is not the first game we saw that.
No.
You know, we've seen that multiple times this year, and, you know, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. I would go down as a high school player if
or
I
or run out of bounds.
I'd try to get out of bounds, but, you know, the kid just flies around sideline to sideline, with a bad attitude.
And he's not the only one.
About football. Yeah.
He just, they don't like to see Braxton
I wouldn't either. You know, sometimes
or I'll
go scout team quarterback out here, and I'm just thinking to myself, what if these guys really do hit me? What if I've said just enough to take it over the top, and they just go ahead and take care of me?
Careful out there.
Yeah, you have to be. But, you know, they just fly around. T-Bone is the heart of our defense. Just, you know, we said that for years now, and he went out and had a T-Bone type game.
Just an incredible defensive game to hold Russellville to 34 yards on the ground. 34 carries, 34 yards.
A lot of that came from
– a lot of it was negative there at the end.
Well, a lot of that came from that one run where he rolled over on our guy that tackled him and never went down. Got up and kept running.
The running back had 34, 35 of those yards, positive yards on one play. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sure did. That's right. on special teams, you know, what a way to go to Russellville. and on the opening kickoff, Preston Morganson hits the spot. The guy's blocked. Incredible. I mean, when they met, your wedge met their defenders, it was like the parting of the sea, you know.
Yes, and you know, when you kick a ball deep, and you put it to the 10 on a line drive.
Yeah.
What you've done is got the ball to the ball carrier before your coverage can get down there. And in Russellville, they don't fly down like they should on kickoff. And our front wedge set perfectly. You knew you had a chance. And Morganson just hit it down the middle full speed, and he was gone. And that's what you want. That's perfect. And that's definitely how you want to start a big game like that. It's just a statement to start the game. And, you know, you ask for that. Who's going to be the one to step up and start the party tonight? And it was Morganson.
And the whole kickoff return team, really. Yeah. I mean, just did their job. Everybody
the next
to a man.
Return was almost broken, you know. It's a lot of why we kick off the way we kick off. You know, if you can't put it in the end zone, it's very dangerous to kick it back there.
Yeah.
You know, because to get it where you're getting it on a low kick, they get it a lot earlier. You set up a lot more things that way. You know, of course, we need to do better on our kickoff coverage, but a lot of that way we kick, because I know people ask all the time, why do we do what we do? So we're not giving them the ball at the 50 or the 40 going in. And
35 is better than the
35 is better than the 50.
So your special teams player of the week, Preston Morgan, an 88-yard kickoff return, and then other opportunities there for him too. He's just really come on and become an impact player on this football team.
Yeah. Hated it for Perkins to his streak to go down. And, you know, that's why I was talking to, you know, it really wasn't the kick or the hold or the snap or anything. It was a little bit high.
They maybe messed his timing just a little bit.
I said, Ian, why are you snapping so hard tonight? He never snaps that hard. He's like, he looks at me dead serious. He's like, I'm sorry, coach. I might be a little amped up tonight. I'm not going to mess with that. Braxton, catch the ball.
Well, he missed one. But then he started the streak right after that. Yeah. I think he hit two in a row right after.
Ready to go again. Yeah, let's keep it moving.
He's Mr. Automatic. Well, with our run-up to winning this district championship, we have now become the most prolific scoring team in Class A football. So we're atop the offensive category there for points per game. Also, the next game we play will be the 700th football game in Rocket football history. And our next game, we're going to do something that we haven't done in 57 years, the way it's looking, and that's play Henderson County. You've scheduled them for this week.
I hope.
That's the way it's looking.
That's
anyway.
The way it's looking. We have a couple of things. We just got to make sure we confirm it. Dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that that happens. But
of course, we've seen these things change in midstream all season long, and that's, you have to be prepared for that.
Yeah, and, you know, for people, you know, they start to ask, are you crazy? And I'm not crazy at all. I want the boys to be able to play. It's more important to me to play than to worry about if we're playing a big school or a small
somebody
school
that might beat you
or you're at risk for a loss and all that. I don't care about that. We're going to be in the RPI where we're going to be, period. That means absolutely nothing. I will never base on whether or not I'm playing a game for the RPI or not. So if Henderson is willing to play us, then we're going to play that game.
Well, we have not played them since 1963, and that was the year that Crittenden County won its first regional championship. Some of the guys still around that was on that team.
Not me.
No, that was actually the year before I was born, so that's one I didn't make.
Definitely not me.
I've made a lot of them over the years, but not that one. So this is something that will be obviously exciting for the kids to play one of the largest schools in the state of Kentucky. I don't think they will be intimidated. This team is not intimidated by much at all.
They're a really good football team is what they are. They're not intimidated. And we're going to have to go out and play a very clean, no mistake-free, physical football game. And that's, to me, that's more important to learn how to do that or learn if you can do that than going out and finding the win.
Yeah.
So we got to make sure that we can go out and do that, because as you get later in the playoffs, that's what it's going to be each week.
Yeah, this Henderson team is pretty good. They beat McCracken County. And if all this works out – now, we filled this week. Obviously, these are COVID issues. Yeah. Why we were looking at least Friday night, we talked after the game. It looked like the next 2 weeks were open. Now, you filled this week. The following weeks would be week from Friday. You got any idea what might happen there? I know you've been talking to some teams.
Yeah, well, it's a difficult situation because we haven't been officially told by Paducah-Tillman that we're not playing yet. It would appear that to be the case if they had a kid test positive or someone within their organization test positive and had to quarantine for 2 weeks.
They've got to play Webster.
Exactly. And they were supposed to play Webster. So
last week,
You know, the initial announcement when they lost the Webster game, they didn't initially announce even McCracken. They said details on the McCracken game, which was supposed to be this week,
coming week,
would be released as they became available. So if it was a COVID case, you knew that immediately. So, you know, I don't know what's going on over there. I do know that they'll let us know, but I would assume that we will be looking for a game next week as well.
Yes, we're assuming that. Friday night at Henderson, kickoff will be 7 p.m. I assume that's kind of been the new norm, but we have had some 7:30s, but this will be a 7 p.m. All right, Crittenden County, two more regular season games, we hope, before the playoffs begin. And Coach Thompson, we will see you on Thursday for the Coaches Show, and we'll talk about Henderson County, the Colonels.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining us on today's show. And remember these fine partners when you are shopping or doing business in Crittenden County. Whitetail Properties, Mark Williams Agent. Shara Solutions on the New York Stock Exchange. Homestead Realty, when you're buying or selling real estate. Farmers Bank, your trusted hometown bank since 1899. Riley Tool and Machine, grinding away for Friday night football. First United Bank, are you ready to switch banks? Deer Lakes Golf Course, home of the Rockets. Sea Plant Federal Credit Union, now on Main Street in Marion. Johnson Furniture, your top choice for sales and service. Ellington Detailing, where we keep our Rockets looking sharp. Par 4 Plastics, our team is Rocket proud. Al Starnes, Coldwell Banker Real Estate, always a Rocket. YTG Insurance, call today for your quote. Mike and Stoner's Barbershop, where a haircut is an experience. H&H Home and Hardware, we're your one stop for everything. Marion Eye Care Center, optometrist Adria Porter, Frazier and Massey, attorneys at law in Marion, and the Magnolia Bank, Derek Myers, mortgage specialist.